few years ago, I was having lunch in one of the cafes in Monroe, and a woman summoned me to her table. She didn't invite me over, she summoned me to her table, which is always a good sign, I think. And I walked over very kindly, and she said, "Are you the pastor of that Catholic church?" "Yes, I am the pastor of that Catholic church." And what I was subjected to in the few minutes that followed was an outright attack on pretty well everything that this person thought that the Catholic Church believed. Even to the extent of talking about the crucifix here and how she was going to talk to people in Monroe and have it torn down because it was bad art and it was not reflective of Christian faith. And I have to admit that I was a little angry in the midst of that conversation, but of course, what was starting out to be just a regular lunch became an opportunity to defend the faith. It became an opportunity to be a witness for Christ and His church. I'm probably not the only one in recent days who has been criticized for the Catholic faith, for what we hold most dear. But of course, the Lord Jesus has warned us. He has told us that before His return in glory at the consummation of the world, that we would be seized and persecuted, handed over to those who would criticize and mock us, called before the world to give an account for the hope that is ours, called to be a witness, to testify to the Lord Jesus. We're often confronted by people who hate the church and the Catholic faith. We're often confronted by them, or at least we're confronted by people who hate what they think the Catholic faith is and the church. And in moments of confrontation, when what we hold most dear is being attacked, when our very identity is at stake, we are faced with a choice of how to respond, and it is tempting. Oh, it is tempting to fight back. Oh, it is tempting to fight back. We can throw the intellectual rock of our faith, the clear witness of the Scriptures, the overwhelming proof of history, and with righteous indignation, respond piece by piece to the charges against us and the bride of Jesus Christ, His holy church. Oh, it is tempting. We could throw the rock, or we could cast the fishing line. The Lord Jesus tells us not to prepare any defense. He tells us to be at peace, for He Himself will give us a wisdom in making our testimony that our adversaries will be powerless to resist or to refute. This wisdom, this gift of the Lord Jesus, is the bait for the fishing line. But the testimony that cannot be denied, the testimony that is irresistible and irrefutable, is holiness. Holiness cannot be denied. Holiness cannot be resisted. Holiness cannot be refuted. And all of us are called to holiness, that is, to seek a deeper union with the Lord Jesus. This was the overwhelming message of the Second Vatican Council, that everyone in the church, from every member of the hierarchy to the most recently baptized, is called to holiness. But how? How are we called to holiness? We are called to holiness in every event of our daily lives. It turns out, my dear brothers and sisters, that every day is an opportunity to grow in holiness. St. Paul reminds us that it is important for each of us to be diligent in our work. Why? Because it's just? That's true. But because every event of our lives and cooperating with the grace of our vocation is an opportunity to grow in holiness. Every vocation given by God and embraced by us is a path to holiness. Not just mine, not just the good sisters, not the monks, all of us. Every vocation is a path to holiness. And that means that your lives as mothers and fathers, grandparents, single persons, as married persons, of whatever age and whatever career, that's your path to holiness with God. The Lord calls you to holiness exactly where you are. He calls you through the events of every day. He calls me through the events of every day, because our daily work is an opportunity to grow in holiness and to be a witness for Jesus. But the most important thing that we do to grow in holiness is respond to the Lord's invitation in the celebration of the Eucharist. It is here where we are fed by the Word of God and the bread of life that we are strengthened to be His witnesses. We are healed by the rays of the Son of Justice, as Malachi tells us, so that we can respond with compassion and cast not rocks, but fishing lines. As we celebrate this Eucharist, we are made holy. We are strengthened to perform our daily work diligently and to be faithful to our vocations. And we receive here the Spirit's gift of wisdom so that we can continue to be faithful witnesses as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.